The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio, or its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. No one else will do.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. The Creator has said, "Why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist?" If you don't believe, you might ask yourself why you think you're going to end up in heaven, which is where the Almighty lives, if you don't believe that He exists. He's also said to believers, "Why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great authority, if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted?" Again, as a believer, think about it. Why should you expect to sit on a throne if you have not actively sought to qualify to sit on a throne in this life? Today we're going to speak about worship. And the Creator has said, worship relies on the right attitude and appropriate words with anointed music. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Just an outline of today's broadcast. We're going to talk about worship as making love to Father. We'll talk about worship as your constant practice. We will discuss the fact that the anointing increases dramatically when you worship for a longer duration. We'll look at some word substitutions that are necessary with most of the worship songs that are available. We'll talk about flowing with the words and the anointing. We'll do this in the context of my personal collection of worship songs, which is available on my website at www.endtimeissueministries.org. That's www.endtimeissueministries.org, behind the home tab in the top left-hand corner of the menu, recommended worship. And we'll conclude with the observation that a friend worships at every possible opportunity, and I would really draw your attention to the fact that the fundamental objective of this program is to seek people who want to become friends of the Almighty. By way of introduction, who am I? I've spent the last 25 years actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty after a dramatic experience in 1993 when He spoke to me audibly, and I knew at that moment with absolute certainty that He existed and was real. I also realized very quickly that my life was a mess, that my intellect had got me into a mess, and that I needed to change dramatically if I was to have any standing with Him. What I have to share with you today is the culmination of the seeking over the last 25 years, and I'm sharing it in the hope that you can learn from me and you too can draw close to Him. What's End Time Issue Ministries? It's my ministry organizational mechanism that I use for delivering my message through internet publishing. We have a number of email lists, which you're welcome to join, details later. We have this radio show. We have a big website, and we're now in the process of producing physical books with a lot of my teachings. This program, The Creator Desires a Deep Personal Relationship with You, is oriented to contacting people who want to draw close to the Almighty and helping them to draw close to Him. You can look at the website that I just mentioned, www.endtimeissueministries.org, for more information, and you can email me at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you want to contact me, that's james@endtimeissueministries.org for more information or ministry and counseling. Some questions from last week's program. How do you know if there's a higher power? Easy for me. He spoke to me audibly in 1993, as clearly as you can hear me speaking now. I've had numerous other supernatural experiences with him over the last 25 years, such that I know with utter certainty that he exists. I've had numerous prayers answered. I hear him speak to me quite clearly. I know he's there. And I know that the whole creation and everything around us evidences that he's there. Who do we sit before in judgment in the afterlife? Well, we sit before the Almighty in judgment in the afterlife. So when you die, you're judged by the Almighty based on the record of your life. And that determines where you spend eternity. Next question. So is there a do-it-over where you can get set back to the living and have to try to get it right? Yes, there is. It is possible to ask to be sent back. If you get before the throne and realize that you've really messed up and you want to come back and try and do better second time round, you can ask to be sent back, and you will sent back. This is commonly called reincarnation. And it's entirely possible. I think it's very difficult to do. My own view is get it right first time. This life is difficult enough without coming back a second time. But certainly I know somebody who has come back and who knows others who have come back. So it's absolutely possible. The challenge is that you forget pretty much all that you learned in the first life. So you've got to start off from almost base zero, not quite base zero, second time round. I'm certainly aiming not to come back. Does anyone answer directly to Satan? Absolutely. There's a whole army of Satanists, Satan servants, people who are actively and intensely serving Satan, who answer directly to Satan and to his demonic masterminds. They communicate just as clearly with the satanic realm as strong believers communicate with the Almighty, probably even more so in the current age. Are you saying that people can pray for destruction? I mentioned in the last program that on an occasion I'd prayed for the Almighty to return curses and people had died. That is not a prayer to pray if you're still in sin. It's not a prayer to pray if you're not in right standing. It's not a prayer to pray recklessly. If you are not in right standing and you pray it recklessly, you're asking for a lot of trouble, and that could come back and hit you very hard, because the people that you are praying against will have authority because you have sin. So only do it if you really know that Father is willing to answer that prayer. I pray it fairly regularly, on the basis that it keeps the Satan servants at bay and keeps them from cursing me too much. So tonight's topic is worship is making love to Father. The worship of our Almighty Father in heaven is a vital component of drawing close to Him. It's not possible to draw close to Him without worship. If you're determined to draw close to Father, I encourage you to worship daily, to listen to worship music wherever you can, including having it playing in the background at home, in your car, and at every other possible opportunity. How you go about this and to what extent you follow my counsel is between you and Father, and relates to you crafting your relationship with Him uniquely as He leads you, and you allow Him to lead you and are obedient to His leading. There is no one-size-fits-all form of worship. Worship, as I said at the beginning, as Father has said, is a heart attitude. It's about coming to Father because you love Him deeply and telling Him how much you love Him, asking Him to help you, to change you, to mold you to be the person he wants you to be. There's a lot of worship songs out there that are inappropriate, and I'll talk about that a bit later. And I've come to a point where there are not many that I regard as suitable. So I say again, worship is making love to Father. It's drawing close to Him, giving Him your undivided attention. And if you really go for it, He will pour out His Spirit on you and fill you more and more so that you draw closer and closer to Him. You should commence worshipping from the day you choose to draw close to Him. Important to understand that Father wants you to come to Him as pure as possible. Yes, He will meet you where He finds you, but it is difficult for Him to allow you really close to Him when you're crawling with demons full of bitterness and resentment, surrounded by satanic artifacts and stolen goods, confused with massive error and deception, and generally far from where He would like you to be. Read the article, Seven Steps in Growing Close to Yah, which is referenced at the end of this talk, for guidance on cleansing yourself so that you come to Father in pure worship and pure lovemaking as soon as possible and make your worship as pleasing to Him as possible. Think of it as the bride bathing and donning a pure white wedding dress. I use the metaphor of making love very consciously, very intentionally. There's a passage in Ephesians which likens draws the parallel to the anointing of the Spirit of the Almighty with the verse in Genesis which refers to man shall leave his mother and father and cleave, cut into his woman, wife, and the two shall become one flesh. In the same way, as we worship Father, as we invite Him to bring His set apart Spirit, Kodesh Spirit, you would know it perhaps as Holy Spirit, into us, we get more filled with His Spirit in the same way that in a marriage, as man and woman make love, more and more of the man's spirit flows into the woman and they become more and more united, closer and closer. So I would really encourage you to see worship as a deep form of lovemaking to Father. And I don't mean that in a crass, carnal way. There's a great challenge in all of this, and that is the corrupt teachings and thinking of the present age. Most of the worship songs available worship Jesus at some level. Those that do not worship Jesus worship God and the Lord. And most have words that are trite or meaningless. There's a song, Jesus, Do You Know How Much I Love You? I wonder if it's got a very catchy tune and sung with gusto in many assemblies. I wonder if you have any idea how offensive those words, Jesus, Do You Know How Much I Love You, are to Father Yah. Firstly, praise is being given to a human being, which is gross sin. Secondly, the name used is pagan and derived from Zeus and relates to one of the highest level demonic masterminds on earth. And thirdly, if the worship is actually directed at Father Yah, He knows much better than we do how much we love Him. And I would stress that a key measure of our love is our obedience to His commandments. So singing the song evidences that you do not love Him enough to clean up your act. You may say to me, but Jesus, I've always worshipped in the name of Jesus and I've had dramatic experiences. That is so. However, in May 2003, there was a dramatic change. Satan was brought before the court of heaven. The charges against him for his sins against humanity were read out, and a sentence of 1,000 years in the pit or the abyss was awarded against him, and he was cast into the pit. Revelation verse 20 foretells that will happen. So since 2003, Satan has been in the pit. In order for that judgment to be granted, the grace for the use of the wrong names like Jesus, God, and the Lord was withdrawn. And the result is that whereas you could use Jesus with impunity before that date, from that date onwards, there is no more grace, there is no more mercy. You need to use the correct names, otherwise you are engaged in satanic worship. Continuing on the theme of corrupt teachings and thinking, it's important to know that two people can sing the same song in the same congregation at the same time, and one can be worshipping Yah because of a deep inner connection, and the other can be worshipping a demonic mastermind called Jesus. In the context of worshipping Jesus, as I was preparing the material on which this talk is based, Father said to me, "For a believer, worshipping Jesus or Yeshua is equivalent to your wife having loud and passionate sex with your son in your presence." He said further, "A believer singing to God or the Lord is equivalent to your wife crying out the name of your worst enemy as she climaxes in lovemaking with you." Sadly, while most songs are not as massively offensive as the offensive "Jesus, do you know how much I love you" example, the vast majority are doctrinally inaccurate to the point of being hurtful and offensive, or presumptuous, or plain irritatingly stupid from Father's perspective. You may be offended by my reference to the sexual analogy, but that's what Father has given me. I stress that worship is about making love to Father. Don't go and sing, worship Father, or pretend to worship Father, and then worship Jesus. Don't call him God when his name is Yahweh or Yah, the eternally self-existing. Don't call him the Lord when his name is Yah, the eternally self-existing, or Yahweh or Yahweh. It's really important, folks, that we clean up our acts and worship him correctly. I want to talk now a bit as worship as your constant practice. The Almighty says worship relies on the right heart attitude and appropriate words with anointed music. We said that at the beginning. The word anointed is a technical term relating to the presence of the set-apart spirit, the Kodesh spirit, the Holy Spirit of the Almighty in and on a believer, or on the words of a song, the writing in a document, etc. Father Yah is everywhere in his universal spirit, and as we draw close to him, the presence of his set-apart spirit, his Holy Spirit, grows more intense around us and on the work that we do, be it the songs we sing, the words we write, whatever. In preparing the above-mentioned collection of worship songs to make available as an extension of the document that this talk is based on, I went through each song and removed references to Jesus and removed applause and wolf whistles. Wolf whistles during worship are triggered by demons, and applause during worship is entirely inappropriate. Both are jarring for Father. A few days after I had removed these items from these songs and been exclusively using them for daily worship, Father said to me, "It is interesting to notice how much I've been holding myself back in listening to these songs in order to protect myself from the hurt I feel when people direct worship due to me to Yeshua. Thank you for removing those words." Folks, I can't stress this enough. The wrong words, the wrong sentiment, the wrong principles just grieve and hurt Father Yah so much. If you at any level are pretending or claiming to love him, please stop using those words. Continuing on worship as your constant practice, if you are serious about your relationship with Father Yah, the Almighty Creator of the heavens and the earth, it is vital to understand that worship is now a non-negotiable part of your daily life. You worship Yah through direct act of worship, taking time apart in a quiet place, removing yourself from distractions, and actively singing to Father, either with your own words if you're musically inclined, or singing along with songs like those that I use, of which there are copies available for download off my website. You also worship Yah through everything you do in your life that is pleasing to him, your entire lifestyle. On a broader front, you're worshiping by discontinuing all behaviors, habits, traditions, rituals, etc. that are not pleasing to him. that can require significant adjustment, and at the most basic level relates to the TV that you watch, the radio that you listen to, what entertainment you partake of, what you read, and all sources of information, who you socialize with, etc. If you take this really seriously, you will soon find that there's very little other than basic documentaries and similar programs that you're able to watch on TV. I reached a point many years ago where, having asked Father to let me know his heart and experience his feelings, I found myself sitting in theater performances and watching movies where I would feel his anger or his grief or other feelings at what was being portrayed, to the point now where I have not been to the theater or movies for many years and only watch a very limited range of documentaries on TV for a short space of time. It is entirely up to you. He does not demand that you do not do these things. He's entirely committed to you exercising your free will. Understand only that you have the entire say over whether you draw close to him or draw away from him. What I'm writing here, I'm writing for those who have made a serious decision to serve the Almighty. For the rest, what I have to say will not make sense. Taking the above points further, worship can and should include the following. In considering what I have to say, it is important to understand that one worships with one's spirit, not one's intellect. I've been playing some of my collection of songs almost daily, in some cases for about 23 years, and I'm not conscious of knowing the words, even though some of I've listened to thousands of times. Worship is something you do with your heart, not your intellect. The role of your intellect in worship is to get out of the way so your spirit can connect with your Father in heaven. Following are some specific measures that I recommend. Play worship music in your home all the time that you are awake. Play your choice of songs. I play those listed on the website on repeat constantly throughout my home. Pray, Father, I ask you to make my home your home. I choose to make my home a safe haven you from the tumult and sin of the world, and I choose to play music to soothe you in my home, whether I'm at home or not. I've been doing this for around 18 years. I have loudspeakers throughout my home, and even if I go away for a lengthy period, I leave the music playing so that Father has a set apart, in other words, sanctified place where he can rest. Sing along with these songs whenever you think of it, either in your heart or out loud. Play worship music in your car instead of listening to the radio, the news, etc. Play the same songs or different songs as those in your home as you are inclined. I use the same collection because I really have concluded that they are the only songs worth singing. If you're alone in the car, you can sing aloud at the top of your voice without inhibitions. If you travel on public transport or walk a lot or even when you go to the shops, load the songs of your choice on your mobile phone and play the songs through earphones, and where you think of it, sing along. Note that it does not matter if you're thinking of other things and doing other things. Just have the songs playing quietly in the background. The Father is always there and your spirit will always hear and sing along even though you are not conscious of it. If you take this to the full extent and your work situation is one in which you sit alone working for significant periods of time, you can listen to worship music in the background with earphones while doing your work. Conversely, if you listen to other music, etc., you will take on whatever comes to you through those sources, which will generally not help you to get close to Father. I can't stress this enough. Be worship-minded. Do whatever you can to worship. When I wake in the morning, I set the alarm with the first alarm and a second alarm 15 minutes later. When the first alarm goes off, I turn on the worship music and I lie thinking about the day and listening to the worship songs and singing along with it in my heart. And I get out of bed. I have the music playing all the time. When I go down to breakfast, I have the music with headphones. When I get in the car, I have the music in the car. When I get to the office, I walk around with headphones on my mobile phone, listening to the music. And even when I'm not able to listen, I have the worship songs playing so that Father can listen to them. The more you worship Father in every possible way, the closer you will become to Him and the easier you will find it to serve Him. You will also find that provided you're praying for His guidance, you can get by with very little input in the way of news, etc. He is able to ensure that you receive important information if you have the emunah, faith, trust and belief to trust Him for that level of guidance. Remember, He wants to be part of everything that you do, provided, of course, that you are not engaging in sinful activities. If you download the songs on the website, you will find that they contain wrong words, specifically God, the Lord, and the Lamb. There simply are almost no songs that are free of these errors. Pray and ask Father to forgive you for playing songs with wrong words, and when you sing them, substitute the right words that are given in the text that follows. Note that at times Father may ask you to leave the same song playing for an entire day, because it soothes Him and because it will strengthen you in whatever way He intends, either through the words or the anointing of the song or both. Remember that if you want to draw close to Father, being filled with His Spirit, that is anointed, is absolutely key. To move on, I want to discuss the fact that the anointing increases dramatically when you worship for a longer duration. Having worshipped for an hour at a time for many years, Father impressed on me some years ago to worship for an hour and a half whenever possible, and subsequently for 2 hours. I found that the intensity with which the anointing flows increases significantly with this increased duration. It is much stronger in the last hour. It is so that for the first half hour at least, one is frequently distracted and thinking of things that need doing. It is advisable to have a pad or notepaper at hand so that you can jot down headlines as they come up while you're worshipping. The goal is to free your mind up to focus on Yah. By writing short notes, you clear your mind. If you don't make notes, the same thoughts will tend to roll around in your head indefinitely, getting in the way of your worship. So writing these things down is a way of getting clear. Note that these thoughts as you're worshipping are frequently at the leading of Yah as you draw close to Him. So there may be great wisdom and guidance in the notes that you make. Go forward in faith, trusting that He is guiding you. And trust Him to lead you and give you inspiration as you worship. In my experience, it is only towards the end of the first hour that I come into a place of close connection with Father and therefore a stronger flow of His Spirit. I can't stress enough, a key objective of true worship is to be filled and filled again with Father's Spirit. In the same way that in a marriage, the objective of regular lovemaking is an act of, in a sense, in inverted commas, worship between man and woman. And as they worship and make love and have sexual orgasm, the spirit of the one flows to the other, and the strength of the relationship and the bond between them grows stronger and stronger. Metaphorically, it's exactly the same with Father. Accordingly, I encourage you to seek to worship for 2 hours or even longer whenever you can. If you can only manage half an hour or an hour right now, that is fine. It really is up to you to craft your relationship in a way that works for you, realizing that your decisions will impact where you get to in your relationship with Father. It is no different to progressing in a corporate setting. If you desire promotion, you need to be diligent and good at your job. It is the same with Father. If you desire promotion, you need to be diligent and good at serving Him. I also encourage you to consider taking on a discipline of worshipping every day at the start of the day. It's my constant experience that when one exercises this discipline, that the day and the week go more smoothly because I'm more in tune with my Father in heaven. first prize is to be able to set aside half an hour of full-blown worship, music playing, stand, walk around, sing along. If you really don't have the energy to get up early enough to do that, and you have a demanding job that requires you to get to work early, you may compromise on that. Particularly in the early days of drawing to close, get close to him, I advise against that. You need to worship daily. I worship all the time. I sit at my desk with earphones and I walk. If I'm walking around, if I'm talking to staff members, if I'm in the shops, I take the earphone out of my ears just long enough to have the conversation, put it back in. I'm sure people who watch me think I'm crazy. It doesn't matter. Father values that. I've referred previously to my collection of worship songs. Over the last 25 years, I've narrowed my choice of worship songs down to a collection of about 16 songs plus another 5 or so that I listen to sometimes. Many of these I've been using almost exclusively for the best part of the period, because the vast majority of strong songs in my substantial collection of over 50 CDs are simply not suitable or not effective. A few new songs have been added in recent years, but overall the collection has remained largely static. Every now and again I come across a new singer or new album and hope to find something to add to my core collection, but generally I'm disappointed and return to the core set. And even then, the language in that core set is all with regard to God, the Lord, and there are some references to Jesus which are inappropriate. But at least the bulk of the words are appropriate and have value in terms of helping one to draw closer to Father and not cause him undue grief and hurt through their use. Redirect references to Jesus, to Yah or Yahweh. There is a huge need for an anointed worship group to record songs with the correct names and correct lyrics, but I've yet to meet anyone who cares enough to do anything about that situation. As I mentioned, I've got a big collection of worship and praise and worship compact discs. Over the years, I've progressively eliminated more and more. Most of them have catchy tunes. Most of them are sung with gusto. Most of them we enjoy singing. But when you get down to tin tacks, either the words are completely meaningless, like Jesus, do you know how much I love you? Or they are doctrinally false and wrong. There's not a lot of worship songs that are actually pleasing to Father. The result is that, as I mentioned a moment ago, over the years I've built up a very small collection of songs which have really appropriate words and or which are relatively highly anointed. I'm not saying there are no others out there, but I am saying I've not found them or been led to them despite looking. And even these songs contain error at some level, as mentioned before. Certain key words are not correct, but I do not have the musical prowess or technical skills to do much about it. I substitute these words with the words that are listed below at all times to such an extent that I make the substitutions without thinking and hardly hear the wrong words. Father has indicated to me that he understands my constraint and is greatly pleased by my discipline of substituting the right words. I encourage you to adopt the same discipline. I do not think I could have the relationship I have with Yah were it not for constantly listening to and singing along with a small collection of highly inspired and anointed songs. Accordingly, I commend these songs to you, encourage you to follow the links, download the songs, and record them onto whatever medium will allow you to play them at every possible opportunity. If you want a set from me on CD or memory stick by post, please email me and I will supply as funds permit. It's so important to have songs that are pleasing to Father. It's futile singing songs just because they sound right, when they have no spiritual meaning, when they have no substance, when the words are nonsense. You need to be selective in what you listen to. I would go so far as to encourage you to progressively distance yourself from almost all other music, except that which is truly anointed worship, such as the collection that I'm referring to. Remember that on the day of your judgment, immediately following your death, you must give account for every single thought, word, and deed, including what you listened to and how you fed your spirit. I have confidence that this collection of songs will stand you in good stead on that day, and that day is the day your entire life should focus on. How you will be judged, the unrepented sin that you will suffer torment for, the level of your obedience and your relationship with Father that will determine whether you find yourself as a worker of iniquity in the outer darkness, a foolish virgin, a wise steward, a good and faithful servant, an overcomer or a friend. Remember that it is a progression as you climb the mountain to draw close to you. Remember too that there are many vacancies for positions of high esteem and authority, and contrast this with the over 100 billion who have served Satan and the congestion around the positions of high office in the satanic kingdom. The high offices in the satanic realm were taken were occupied over 6,000 years ago when men first started to fall into error, or maybe not 6,000, but close to 6,000 years ago. It is up to you to choose where you will be for eternity. That is a very long time to live with the consequence of bad choices now, especially choices like I do not have time to worship Yah and draw close to him, or I prefer a more eclectic selection of music and I don't have time to sing the same songs time and again. Remember that the ultimate sin is not to have a relationship with your Creator. On the website, I list the words of my collection of songs with adjustments, and where I do not give the words, I give commentary. In the list, there are links to download the songs individually and also as a WinZip compressed zip file at the end of the list. If for some reason the download links do not work, use the Google search engine to search for lyrics and the first line or two of the words of the song, and you will almost certainly find a range of versions to download from YouTube or elsewhere. Be selective in which version you download, pray, and ask Father to guide you. Some versions are much more anointed than others. So you may find yourself downloading some songs, listen to them, worship with them. In my experience, I've found that if I download a collection of 5, 10, 15, 20 songs and start worshiping with them, progressively, I find that there is no substance to those songs at a spiritual level while I worship. And so progressively, I delete the more and more of the songs from the collection until ultimately I may whittle it down to one or two songs, or in many cases where I may discard the collection completely. You need to be selective, you need to be discerning, you need to exercise discretion. You need to ask Father to help you. You need to exercise judgment of what is suitable worship and not suitable worship. The more you sing the right songs, the more you listen to the right songs, the more you will get close to Father. It's really, really important. I can't stress it enough. I touched on a few minutes ago the subject of word substitutions. I'm going to give you a selection of word substitutions that are recommended relative to the songs that are on the website. Firstly, Jesus. In the songs that are on the website, you'll find that all references to Jesus have been removed. It is highly offensive to Father to worship Jesus or Yeshua or sing to him or about him. Jesus is a pagan, satanic name, is now the name of a demonic mastermind who receives all worship directed to Jesus and gains power and authority every time he is worshipped. This demon was known as Zeus in previous millennia. The true name of the prophet from Nazareth was Yeshua, meaning Yah's salvation. Please go to the website and listen to the previous issue editions where I spoke at length at who Yeshua is really, and the fact that Yeshua is not God. God is the next word that's a problem. God is the name of a pagan deity. The accurate translation of the word generally translated God is Mighty One. Capital letters, if it's the Almighty, Mighty One lowercase for other mighty ones like Satan, or Almighty, depending on context, but these words generally do not fit the music. Substitute with Yah, the true essential name of the Almighty, or El, the Hebrew meaning my beloved Mighty One, as best fits with the music. The Lord is an accurate translation of the pagan satanic name Baal, and is an abomination in the sight and ears of the Almighty. The Hebrew word translated the Lord is generally Yahweh, frequently inaccurately transliterated as Yahweh. Substitute for the Lord and Lord with Yahweh, Yahweh, or Yah, as fits best with the music. The above three substitutions are non-negotiable if you are serious about serving our Almighty Father in heaven. The following words are commonly used but have pagan origins and substitute for Hebrew words that are more accurate. They cause Father distress when they are used, although not to nearly the same extent as God, the Lord, and Jesus. In your early days of seeking to draw close to Him, you may ignore the words that follow, but if you're serious about drawing really close, I counsel you to make the substitutions that I set out following this. Holy. The Hebrew word commonly translated holy is kodesh. This word can generally be substituted without difficulty. Holy is a meaningless English word. Glory. The Hebrew word commonly translated glory is frequently kabod. This word can generally be substituted without difficulty. In some cases, esteem works better. Lamb. The reference to the lamb is a reference to Yeshua, Jesus, and should be avoided. Substitute with Yahweh, for only Yahweh, meaning Yah, the eternally self-existing, the name of the Almighty Creator, is worthy of worship. Again, I can't stress enough, the words God, the Lord, and Jesus are offensive to Father. Songs that worship or praise Jesus or the Lamb are offensive to Father. Songs that do not actively and directly focus attention on Father are meaningless and useless. The vast majority of songs that are sung in churches, mosques, and synagogues, and in meetings of believers are meaningless and useless at best, and offensive to Father, and sin at worst. Can you imagine what it would be like to spend your life singing worship songs and come before the throne and hear that you've been blaspheming and that you've been you're guilty of serious sins and are going to be punished intensely in hell for years for the wrong worship that you spoke? It's time to clean up your act. Moving on, I'm going to talk about how to flow with the words and the anointing. The words of some of these songs are very clear and direct. For example, soften my heart, Yah. Others make considerable use of metaphor as a way of describing the extremely multifaceted nature of the Almighty Creator and how He relates to and interacts with us. Some are powerful prayers like the one I just mentioned, soften my heart, Yah. You may find that the wording of some of the songs does not work for you initially, but if you're truly seeking to draw close to Him, I encourage you to let the anointing on the songs flow into you by simply listening. If you feel awkward about the words initially. At the same time, if you enter into worship with the right heart attitude, you may find some of these songs touching and moving you deeply for reasons you cannot explain, in which case just flow with the songs. Weep, shout, laugh, etc., as seems appropriate at that moment. The spirit realm is far more complex than we realize and far more sophisticated. I cannot stress enough, worship is a spirit thing. It's not a head thing. It's not an intellect thing. Yes, you may use your intellect to filter what you're worshiping, what you're singing, to select the songs, but try not to do that. Focus on getting Father to lead you. In the prayers that we discussed in the last broadcast, there was a lot of talk about being led by faith, praying to Father to lead you by His Spirit every second of every day in every possible way. Pray those prayers daily. Sing these songs daily. So to sum up, worship is making love to Father. You should worship as your constant, continuous, daily practice. The anointing increases dramatically when you worship for a longer duration. If you want to get closer to Father, if you want to be more anointed, if you want to walk more in the power of His Spirit, you need to worship. Make the word substitutions that I've given you, and there are others on the website. You don't want to be using the wrong words. The fact that the songs use the wrong words is unfortunate, regrettable, but you need to make the substitutions. Initially, it's a bit difficult, but soon you'll get used to them. So you might have to have a printout of the document that's on the website for the first while. Flow with the words and with the anointing. I strongly recommend the collection of songs that are on the website. Go to www.endtimeissueministries.org and you will find behind the home tab in the top left of the website menu, you will find a document called Recommended Worship, and off that document are links to download all of the songs. There's about 23 songs there available to download, and a zip file to download the whole lot of them. Remember that a friend worships at every possible opportunity. I can't stress this enough. If you aspire to being an overcomer, if you aspire to becoming a friend of the Almighty, you need to worship at every possible opportunity. Do the things that I've talked about. Have music, have the songs playing constantly in your home, constantly in your car, constantly on your mobile when you're in the shops or at work. Listen to the songs and sing along in your heart. On the website, you will find four key documents. The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. All about the subject matter of this course is about a 16-page document. Seven components in drawing close to the Creator. Perhaps the most important document of the lot, how to get close to the Almighty, how to clean up your act. Prayers to pray, about 70 pages, prayers to pray, rituals to apply, processes to apply, and just generally things to do to clean up your life. The third document, the Creator's name, you are the eternally self-existing. How can you really get close to Father and be His friend if you don't know His name and you don't understand how His name is interwoven into the history of anointed believers? Where will you spend eternity? A detailed analysis of what is required in order to qualify to sit on a high throne for eternity, written many years ago, but I strongly recommend it. All of these are available at www.endtimeissueministries.org. Behind the home page on the menu tab in the top left-hand corner of the menu. There are books of teachings available, and I also have a mailing list. Email me at james@endtimeissueministries.org to be put on the mailing list. That's james@endtimeissueministries.org. Visit the website and click on the worship tab for more information about worship. And as I say, behind the home tab for the document Recommended Worship and the downloads. So in closing, thank you so much for listening. I hope you've found value in what I've had to say. Please send me your questions on the W4CY webpage. I will answer them next week. Please email me to join the mailing list at james@endtimeissueministries.org. I'm busy compiling a collection of my writings, which will be published in book form, both ebooks and physical books. Email me if you would like to obtain a copy. The first volume is complete. It's the most important writings, including those just listed, and I hope to have these printed by around March in the coming year. I hope to connect with you again next week when we will more deeply explore how to become a friend of the Creator. as we end the session, I really want to stress that the whole reason that you exist, that I exist, is to be a friend of the Almighty. If you want your life to prove really valuable at the time that you die, if you want to be recognized and rewarded at the time you die, there is no higher accolade than to be called the friend of the Almighty. You can become his friend in this life. You can adjust your lifestyle in order to draw close to him. You can adjust your lifestyle in order to qualify to become a friend. It will take time. I believe that if you apply the teachings in the document, Seven Components of Drawing Close to the Almighty, that I spoke about a moment ago, it will take you a minimum of about 2 years to come to a place where you're really close. And that will require serious effort and serious energy on an ongoing basis. I honestly believe that it will be worth your while, and I sincerely encourage you to take a decision today to do this. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day and a blessed weekend, and I hope your life changes today. Amen.
Father, I come to you, lifting up my hands. By your grace I stand, just because.